Today, the American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and more than 50 other healthcare groups sent out an urgent plea for COVID-19 vaccines to be mandated for all healthcare workers. New York City will require all city employees to be vaccinated by September 13th.
White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the CDC is actively considering whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated people. Health officials are tracking thousands of new coronavirus cases every day in states where vaccination rates are low and the highly contagious Delta variant is spreading. That's places like Louisiana, which saw last week the largest jump in cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Joining us now is Dr. Catherine O'Neill, an infectious disease specialist at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge. Dr. O'Neill, your hospital announced a 3-week pause on new non-urgent inpatient surgery. Why is that necessary?
Good morning. Yes, today we felt like it was necessary because we have 100 patients in the hospital today with COVID-19, 112 to be exact. And at that point, you just start to run out of beds for people who need care. So what's the easiest to put off? You can't put off anybody coming through your front door. And so you start to put off those things that could be put off for a couple of weeks, and that's elective cases. So we've done this for the last two surges. We try not to put off any necessary care for any long period of time, but this 3-week pause will open up beds for other patients.
And is it possible that 3-week pause could be extended?
Absolutely. Last summer, we did extend the pause. It lasted 5 to 6 weeks into August from July, and then started to add back certain types of cases as we freed up certain types of beds. So it'll be a week-by-week decision.
I understand that at your hospital, only about 61% of employees are vaccinated. I wonder if you support the call that we're now hearing for a mandate for vaccinations for healthcare workers.
Our entire medical community, I think from a physician standpoint and from a leadership standpoint, do support the recommendations. There is a big difference between supporting a recommendation and putting it into action, especially when that recommendation has to be reviewed by the authorities within the state. So we've seen lots of states, not Louisiana, try to block these initiatives. And at this point, I think it's just a matter of when. Not a matter of whether we will do it, but we want to make sure that we have the support from everybody before we pull that trigger.
Less than 40% of people who are eligible for vaccines in Louisiana are fully vaccinated. What do you think might work to help convince people to get their shot?
Some of the things that we have seen work in the last week, because we have seen more people get vaccinated and sign up for vaccinations in the last week than we had seen in the month of June, is talking about who this virus, this Delta virus, is infecting. I think that lots of people had preconceived notions about this wouldn't affect them, the pandemic was over, even the fact that maybe they've already been infected and so they were going to be okay. And so going through what we're seeing in the hospital, which is a much younger patient population, 45% of our admits are under the age of 50 today, mm-hmm. Going through what those clinical courses look like and what the risk factors are, it's just a very different virus from last summer, and we really need to communicate that to the people in our community to encourage them to get vaccinated.
And so we heard from the governor last week with updated guidance recommending that everybody, whether they're vaccinated or not, wear masks inside when they're not able to keep 6 feet of different distance between themselves and other people. How has this conversation gone over in the community around your hospital in Baton Rouge?
I think around the hospital it's gone well because we've remained masked. So our Department of Health has asked all hospital employees and people who work in healthcare to remain masked, even though the mask mandates were lifted for everybody else. It's an easier conversation to have. In the community, it really does depend on that sense of how much are you doing for your community? Do you feel like this is important? And that's why we keep talking about the message that it's incredibly important as an individual to have a community view of vaccination and of masks. This surge is everybody's job to get down, not just those people who are at risk. And I think that messaging is different from last summer, and it's something that we're really trying to get on board with. We're a great community. We really do pull together during times of crisis, and so we really need to understand that this is a community effort and not an individual effort.
So you have, I think you said, 100 patients with coronavirus in the hospital right now. What is worrying you the most? What's your biggest concern? Yeah.
Right. So what worries me the most are the things that we know about the current virus. So Delta virus, very different. It produces 1,000 times more virus in your nose, so you're much more infectious to the people around you. We're seeing the exponential growth of our inpatients over the last week. We've never seen that type of rate of admission in any of our surges. That worries me because we will get to overwhelmed capacity very quickly. And then the age. We have 10 admitted patients to our children's hospital today. We've never had that many children admitted with COVID-19 at one given time in this entire pandemic. We have 10 people in their 20s who have no underlying conditions or appeared to be very healthy from the outset who were admitted to our adult hospital today, and one 18-year-old. This is just a very different virus, and it's because of that infectiousness. I don't think people in the community right now understand that.
Or perhaps appreciate it. Catherine O'Neill is an infectious disease specialist at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you.